Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Money Talk on News Radio 1020 KDKA.
Wow, a complicated world of money and management.
Sounds like a movie. Here's Rick Applegate. Good morning.
Good morning, fellas. America's middle class has been shrinking over the past decade, but according to research released by the Pew Research Institute, the 52% of American households considered to be middle class has now stabilized. That's the good news. Incomes for the middle class increased by only 6% between the years 2010 and 2016 to a median level of $78,442. This compares to the 9% income increases that upper income households realized over the same period, with a median income of $187,872. In another research report released yesterday by the online investment company Betterment, 65% of the people affected 10 years ago by the Great Recession say they have not recovered financially. The financial crisis left Americans wary and distrustful of Wall Street to such a degree that almost 900 of the 2,000 survey respondents said they are not investing today. One in four said they stopped saving for retirement or contributing to their 401k. And in the meantime, Americans are once again racking up debt according to the Federal Reserve. Outstanding revolving debt now exceeds the previous record set in April 2008 when it reached a little more than $1 trillion. Taken altogether, low wages, high debt levels, and a little in retirement saving accounts is a worrisome combination for a large percentage of Americans. Wall Street set aside tariff worries yesterday for a broad-based rally in the major stock indexes. The Dow and NASDAQ each advanced more than 0.7%. The S&P 500 added 0.5% on the day's trading, and that's where we'll begin the financial day, fellas.
So much for the half-full glass. Thanks, Rick.
All right.
Money Talk with Rick Applegate, certified financial planner and registered investment advisor, and his team of experienced professionals provide investment advice, financial planning, and fiduciary guidance. 412-227-2800.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.